beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
She's a dancing queen, and I love to see my baby dance and sweet. Oh, I love to see my baby step and step. Yeah, I love to see my baby step and step. Every time she step and step, she take one step right and two steps left, and I love see my baby seven steps. When the lights are way down low and the band is playing loud, well, you ought to see my baby when she draws a great big crowd. Oh, baby, can I dance with you today? Cause I love to see you, baby, swing and sway.
To see my baby swing and sway, but I just can't say it the way the Medallions did. That's what we just heard. The Medallions with Charles Garner on lead on Dutone Records from April 1956. That's something called Dance and Swing. And we're going to dance and swing for another, I don't know, 56 minutes or so right here on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. It is December 18th, 2008. And my name is Lou Rallo, and man, I sure missed being here for the last couple of weeks, to tell you that. But I got some good news about, well, New Year's Day anyway, which I guess you figured out already. But let's get right on with the music, Lou. We got the Marcells coming up next on Colpix Records, April 1962, if I can remember how to operate this equipment. We're going to get the Marcells singing something called Loved Her the Whole Week Through.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Love her the whole week.
Dum dooby dum dooby dum dooby dum dooby dum.
Took her on a Sunday, took her out on a Monday.
Well, now then, what did you do?
Tuesday night, oh, we were walking in the moonlight.
the moonlight.
Wednesday and Thursday we have hands in the park.
And what did you do?
Held her close, cause she was afraid of the dark.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday.
Before Christmas dinner, I relax to a point. Then relatives start swarming all over the joint. On Christmas, I hug and I kiss my wife's mother. The rest of the year, we don't speak to each other. After dinner, my aunt and my wife's Uncle Louie get into an argument. They're both awful screwy. Then all my wife's family say Louie is right, and my goofy relations, they join in the fight. Back in the corner, the radio's playing.
I'm in the mood for your good love. please don't make me wait.
Yes, I want my love, and now, yes, I got to have it now. Oh, Sally, my Sally.
Hold me, tease me, squeeze me, please me.
Oh, Sally,
my Sally,
I want my love now.
About that one by the Hawks, recorded November 4th, 1954 for Imperial Records, but the Imperial label never saw fit to release that at the time. It did come out on an LP, I guess, during the 90s. It was the Hawks with I Want My Lovin' Now. And just before that, something new from Little Isidore. How about that? From this year, just came out, something called You and Me, Baby. Not yet available to the public, but I just gave you one cut off that. A few cuts that Little Isidore sent me right there. We'll hear the others, I guess, next year, next in 2009. But that was pretty nice. You and Me, Baby by Little Isidore with some backup by Johnny Gale and Sonny Rivera and maybe some others, too. And but really nice recording. And we opened it up with the Marcells, as I told you, on Cold Picks Records from April of 1962. And that was called Love Her the Whole Week Through. I want to thank everyone who has been so kind to express holiday greetings to me so far. Thank you very, very much to all of you, whether it be by letter or email or even telephone, some of you. And a few have even sent me some nice presents. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, too. And I just way too many people to acknowledge right now by name, but you know who you are, and there's a lot of you, okay? So I really do appreciate it. I it's nice to know that you appreciate what I do here on the Big Beat Show also. And for you and for everybody else, going to slow it down right now and go to one of the groups that recorded before the Supremes, the Motown Supremes, but they used the name Supremes. A New York group, I believe, certainly are on a New York label, Old Town Records, June of 1956. The Supremes, tonight.
You
Some heavy R&B for you from San Francisco, the Rhythm Records label, March 1957. A nice version of a song that was done by several groups. I suppose a lot of single artists did it too in the 40s and 50s. Something called 100 Years from Today, that one by the Mondellos. But that's got a female lead singer called Alice Jean. She was a young teenager at the time out there, and she joined the Mondellos for a few records. Alice Jean and the Mondellos, and 100 years from today. Well, 1 week from today will be Christmas Day, and there'll be no show, no Big Beat show on Christmas Day, but on New Year's Day there will. I didn't know whether the station would be open or not, but it will be open on New Year's Day, so I'll be here on New Year's Day with some more treats for you. I hope you can listen in at 7 o'clock on New Year's Day, and, you know, I want to have you here. But, well, that's good news, because I didn't think I was going to be here on either of those 2 weeks, but the station will be open, as I said, on New Year's Day in 2009. Wow. But right now, we're going to go back to 1955. This is the first of two records that I'll be, actually the flip side of, both sides of one record I'll be playing for you, not in a row though, today, by a group called the Swans. I believe this group of Swans was out of St. Louis, not the New York group, the Swans. It came out on the Ballad record label in 1955. It's called I'm Dressed Up to Cry.
Someone told me if you're a baby girl, get her to buy yourself some new clothes. Funny it seems, though I tried the schemes, here's the way my story goes. I put on a new suit, tested a new tie. Funny, but it's true, dressed up to cry. I thought I'd forget you, then I could say goodbye. Funny, but it's true, I dressed up to cry. Someone was wrong, what new clothes could do. They'll make you look good,
make you look good, but leave your heart feeling sad and blue.
I put on my best hat, I walk with my head high. Funny, but it's true, with my head high. Funny, but it's true, I dressed up to cry.
just to wait and see.
That was Dino and the Heart Spinners. Now here's Vina James and the High Topper.
My heart is not a toy, yet you broke it in two. Had to say. I gave you all my love, but you just played a game. And when your fun was through, you know I felt the same. My heart is not a toy out the door. I'll cry for a broken heart.
Her heart is not a toy, and it's certainly not a Christmas toy either. Vina James, or Vina, I think it's Vina James and the High Toppers on Kent Records, number 354, Kent 354, from 1961. Pretty nice, huh? My heart is not a toy. And before that, we heard Dino and the Heart Spinners with White Cliffs of Dover, something from the Lost Tapes CD. And it was the Swans on Ballad Records from 1955. Dino and the Heart Spinners on Starlight Records, incidentally, from 1999, Starlight Discs on Staten Island. And as I said, just before that we heard, the Swans with Dressed Up to Cry. Okay, now we're going to hear from the Sugartones on Canon Records right after these next few announcements. First of all, we did talk about Cadillac Records before we went on my little hiatus there, and don't bother. If you're really a student of Chess Records, or if you want to hear see accurate history of the music, don't go see Cadillac Records. If you want to see character development of people, don't go see Cadillac Records. If you want to see a lot of scenes that have no relevance to each other and no continuity and no actual story that I could see, well then you could go, all right. But otherwise, I would not recommend Cadillac Records at all. I'm sorry to say that. Now, having said what I just said, if someone told me that there was a film about Chess Records and it's not any good, I'm probably going to sneak in anyway, but don't expect much. It's just not the way it should be. To have, for example, Chess Records, as everybody knows, was started by the two Chess brothers, and only one of them is even mentioned, Leonard. And Phil isn't even in the movie at all. Like, he didn't even exist, but he was there right from the beginning. That's just another thing. I'm done. All right, what else do I have to tell you? Oh, yeah, Philadelphia Group Harmony Association, here's the numbers. Mr. Lee's email is pghadw@verizon.net. pghadw@verizon.net. If you don't have internet, you can call him at 215-322-1351 for information on how to join the Philadelphia Group Harmony Association or for some of the upcoming events that are sponsored in conjunction with them. Also, you might want to do that, okay? 215-322-1351, or you can email him at Mr. Lee, who's the president, at pghadw@verizon.net. Now, before I did the announcements, I told you that we were going to hear from a certain group. Now, do you remember who they were? How could you forget so soon?
I'm writing you a letter, a passionate appeal, a formal declaration of exactly how I feel. I can't forget the rapture of the night when we first met in Venice on the Blue Lagoon. I still recall, my dear, and yet,
how can you forget so soon?
I still can hear the music of our rhapsody of love when two hearts sang a happy tune. The magic of the moon above. Oh, how can you forget so soon? All the joys we shared, the wedding that was planned in June. I can't believe you really cared. Oh, how can you forget so soon? How can you forget so?
Give me back my heart.
shouldn't be taking anybody's heart. Give it back so he can live. That was the Hollywood Flames, late 1957 or early 1958, on the Ebb label. And Give Me Back My Heart. And but the Sugar Tones, I know you remember that. The Sugar Tones on Canon Records from 1961. And something called How Can You Forget So Soon? I want to flip over that Swans Quartet record, actually, on the Ballad label, 1955. This is a really, you know, several people did How Sentimental Can I Be? The Teasers, the Mellows, maybe somebody else, at least groups. Here's their version, the Swans Quartet, and How Sentimental Can I Be?
I will let this dream and find myself dreaming. Would you take me for your own? But no, I will live.
The Four Shades of Rhythm from 1949, September of that year, if you're keeping track, on the old Swing Master label, pretty old, The Four Shades of Rhythm and their version of the song called I Can Dream. Sometimes full title would be I Can Dream, Can't I? How Sentimental Can I Be? By the Swans Quartet on Ballad Records from 1955. And in the next set, we're going to do something from 1958 and then 1960. I'm going to play a Christmas record for you. Yep, I am. Something that was never released by the group The Cosmic Rays. They had two records out on the Saturn label in 1960, which were more or less orchestrated by the jazz musician Sun Ra. And there was two other songs that have to be from that same session. They have to be. Not identified. But they have to be the same group on Saturn from 1960. We're going to hear something called It's Christmas Time. And it's a rather unusual song, too, incidentally, as you'll hear. You never know what you're going to hear on the Big Beat Show. That's why they call it the cure for the common old, isn't it? Uh-huh. But just before we get to that Christmas song, the Sun label, very famous label for blues and rhythm and blues, recorded a group that had, they recorded 10 sides for Sun in 1958, but none of them were ever released till an LP came out on Sun. The group was called Hunky Dory, H-U-N-K-I-D-O-R-I, Hunky Dory. And we're going to hear one of those sides, Baby Don't Leave Me. Okay, so here's Baby Don't Leave Me by Hunky Dory, and It's Christmas Time by the Cosmic Rays, right here on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick.
Now there you stand, your suitcase in a hand, you're ready to leave me about things you've heard. But don't leave me, darling, don't make me feel blue. Those are lies you've been a-hearing, not a word is true. I wanna spend my life making love to you. But if you walk off and leave me, what would I do? So baby, don't go. It's just you I want for the rest of my days.
Don't tell me bad news. Heaven knows that I love you. I don't want to part from your loving ways. Just trust me and see. Baby, don't leave me.
Baby, don't go.
Baby, don't leave me.
Baby, don't go.
Baby, don't leave me.
This is Harry Douglas speaking for the Deep River Boys and wishing each of you one of the best Christmases you've ever had.
Two very, very strange recordings right there. And the last one, I think, was stranger than the first one. The Cosmic Rays was obviously a demo, and it was never issued, but recorded for Saturn, gotta be 1960. It's Christmas time. If we're lucky, we'll never hear that one again. And before that, Hunky Dory, something unreleased, recorded for Sun in 1958. And that was called Baby, Don't Leave Me. Let's go to something a little more mainstream. National Records, 1948, October the Raven.
No, I don't know why I love you like a dream. I don't know why, but I do. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I do.
Country, bluegrass, and western music. Listen to Southern Country on Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 10 on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick, 88.7 on the radio dial.
Yeah, we just heard a little bit of I Don't Know Why by the Ravens. I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to get this whole thing in, but we're going to try, okay? Here are the Titans on Fidelity from December 1959 with What Have I Done? Here we go.
Here we go.
That's what I said. Here we go.
What have I done? Take nine.
That's Sonny Bono right there, by the way.
Oh, I had no one to love but you did. Now you're telling me we're through, dear. What's wrong? What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Tell me, what have I done?
What have I done?
Oh, you know I've treated you like a queen on the throne, dear. Gave you everything I've ever owned, dear. Won't you tell me,
tell me,
what have I done?
What have I done?
Whoa, it would take from now to eternity. Whoa, to repeat the things I've done to make you happy. Somewhere, somewhere down the line I failed you. Tell me where, I would like to know. Oh, darling, I gave you love sincerely from my heart, dear. Now you're telling me we have to part, dear. Oh, oh no,
oh no,
this shouldn't be. How can it be? Won't you,
won't you
tell me what have I done?
What have I done?
Hey, don't forget, stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues Show coming right up. May everyone, I really hope all of you have a very peaceful, warm, loving, and harmonious holiday. So I'm going to take it out with the Skyscrapers on Mercury Records from February 1956. The Skyscrapers are going to give us their version of something called I Thought You'd Care. Thanks very much for listening. Keep warm. for in the Northern Hemisphere. May harmony be with you. Until next time, thanks for listening. Good night. Here are the Skyscrapers.
I thought you'd care, but I guess I was wrong. I thought you'd care for me alone. Once you told me that you loved me and said you'd always be true, now this broken heart needs mending, and it's all because of you. I thought you'd someone new, but my new affair made no difference to you. My broken dreams and teardrops and this heart that needs repair just wouldn't matter if I thought you cared.
Thought you would care.
Needs repair, just wouldn't matter if I thought.